Hi, everyone. This is Lorenzo Anselmo from Omega Bond Watches.
And this is Luke Taggart from Bond Department.
And you're listening to the Blunt Instruments Podcast. Che vuole questa musica stasera? Che mi riporta un poco del passato? La luna ci teneva compagnia. Io ti sentivo. Hey guy, welcome back. As you take a big gulp of that coffee bright and early here.
Yeah. Well, it's almost 1 o'clock here.
So it's an afternoon
delight.
Pick me up.
Yeah.
Afternoon pick me up.
It was funny too, because I left to go get this, and I left right before we were gonna start recording. Like an hour before, but I went and got Brianne's car washed and vacuumed it. And then I was like, great, this is taking forever. So I'm like, and you know, Starbucks is going to be a shit show. I pull into the parking lot. There's not a single car. I'm like, oh, great, it's closed. No, it's just for some reason, there was nobody there. But
did you see the weather forecast? It's supposed to thunderstorm tonight.
Where you are?
Where you are.
Are you serious?
No, I'm fucking with you.
I was going to say.
You just said there's no one there. I was like, no one's there.
Oh, because I got the car wash and all that shit?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No. Starbucks was empty. The car wash was a nut house. That was nuts. But anyways, guy, what are we talking about today?
Today we got the Henry Cavill episode. The argument for Henry Cavill as the next James Bond.
Yeah.
Which... I mean, there's quite a bit for us to unpack here with this one. I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Well, I mean,
let's start with the basics. Let's start with the basics here.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Henry Cavill being Bond? Yes or no?
So I will say, at first, I never had an issue with it. There was a couple people I had before him. Mainly Richard Madden. But as time has gone on and as we've discussed certain things, he is now my number one. And I've seen pictures of him like slimmed down, and that really helped. And then the main thing that really helped and got me really excited was that commercial he just filmed, which you saw, right? With that DB5 in there. Like that was... You know, I have a hard time believing he can even do something like that if he hadn't already been cast. Because, you know, Barbara'd be on the horn like, hey, you dumb dick. What the fuck are you thinking? You know what I mean? Like, you are not Bond. Stop. I just have a hard time believing that he hasn't already been cast, honestly. But after seeing that, he's got a suaveness. You know, it's hard because you see him play Superman, you see him play, you know, a villain in Mission Impossible. It's and then in The Witcher, it's just you don't see a whole lot of. I mean, there's Man from U.N.C.L.E., whatever, yes, but you don't see a whole lot of Bond that he's done. But even just that commercial, I was like, you know what? No, I could see this shit.
So saw the commercial. Saw the full-length commercial. There's actually a DB9 in the beginning of it parked. You just see kind of the boot end of it.
Okay.
And then obviously walking out of the shop in front, you know, he talks about Temptations, and then you see the DB5, and it's like, you know, say what you might, but I've since I let go of the whole concept of Michael Fassbender being the next Bond because of his age, the Henry Cavill's been my number one pick for a while. Mm-hmm. And just because I absolutely love him in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which if you haven't seen that film, go watch it. And then let me know if you still think he can't play.
Guess
Bond.
What?
Like,
I haven't.
You're an idiot.
I tried to watch it one day and I was too involved with my phone and then never got back to it. And
bro, that is a good fucking film. It's not perfect, but I loved it. And yeah, it just... The way he carries himself, like, reminds me a lot of Pierce. Like, I get that whole, he's probably like a 2.0 Pierce is how I would describe it. With a little bit more of Daniel Craig sprinkled in there.
Right.
That's how I would look at him as, like, if I'm looking at what he's done. You know, granted, if he becomes Bond, like, it'll be like a completely different, you know, product, because he'll have the look, the suit, the clothes, the cars, the gadgets, the toys, the women, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Everything at his fingertips. But everyone keeps harking on his size. I honestly don't think he's that menacing. Like, if you compare him to the height of, let's say, Pierce was like 6'2", right? 6'2", 6'3".
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Henry Cavill's like 6'1". Like, he's a little bit more built. But, I mean, Daniel Craig was pretty fucking big in the first in Casino Royale.
Right.
I mean, he was yoked for being 5'11". So, I just...
Henry and Pierce are both 6'1".
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were 6'2" for some reason. They're both tall.
Yeah.
So, I don't think his size, as far as, you know, being more muscular and more built, is an issue. I think if you have a well-tailored suit, it's going to look great.
Right.
It's just going to... You're just going to look more menacing. Obviously, you're going to look scarier, which... I don't think that's a bad thing. As long as your suit's not baggy, then you'll just look like flub. Right. But I feel like he would fit the role perfectly. He's got the British accent. That's his natural voice speaking. Everyone's so used to hearing him speak an American accent that I feel like that would be a great change of pace. Even in that commercial, I think you're kind of like, whoa, like, you know.
Yeah.
But he was my number one pick, you know,
Fassbender. Yeah. So let's do this, since, you know, and we've discussed this, a lot of people are already talking about this. So you and I wanted to kind of approach it in a different way. So, you know, this isn't going to be like a 4-hour episode. We're going to do like some hot takes. What is your like number one, you know, like if you were trying to convince somebody that he should be Henry Cavill, and we'll say convincing somebody who doesn't think so, you know, say you're talking to somebody at dinner and they're like, absolutely not. What would be your like 5-minute elevator pitch, you know, or not even 5 minutes? What would be like your, this is why, but like, have you noticed X, Y, and Z, or have you seen X, Y, and Z? This is why. What would it be for you?
I mean, I immediately go back to the whole like Man from U.N.C.L.E. thing. Like, just the person, like, I know you haven't seen it, but the way he looks in that film, the way he portrays Napoleon Solo, is just very Bond-like. And whether or not that was like his way of like kind of pitching that he could have played the character, he just comes across as very suave. And I feel like because that part of Bond has been missing for the better part of 15 years, it makes me want that to come back. And I just feel like he has that down. I mean, even when he does his interviews on talk shows and stuff like that, that suaveness is there. You know, like, it's just natural. And I just, that is the biggest thing for me, is like, I can see some woman being wooed by him, you know, like being attracted to him, you know, and that, you know, spies use that as a weapon all the time, you know, seduction and all that stuff. But he definitely has that aspect to him as a person. So,
yeah, I mean, the thing is, and when you mentioned the wooing thing, anytime I ever bring this up to, you know, if there's a girl around, they're always like, ooh, like, mm-hmm. I love him. Like, you're going to get like, you might get that kind of like Chris Hemsworth, like, you know, Zac Efron, like, oh, I'm just a fan of him, so I want to go to the movie type thing.
I feel like you'll get a different audience just by casting him. I think a lot of people bitch about his acting. I don't mind it. I don't think he's a bad actor.
No, he's a bad actor. And guess what? Bond isn't supposed to be a fucking thespian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
this is true.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Daniel Craig, as far as I'm concerned, can act better than any Bond in the aspect of conveying emotion without speaking.
Agreed.
But Sean Connery, nobody watched Sean Connery's Bond and thinks like, oh, he's a shitty actor. And everybody knows Sean Connery's a great actor. But it's like, he doesn't need pages and pages of dialogue. He doesn't need monologues. He doesn't need to cry. You know what I mean? He's just supposed to be a badass. And it's like, and this is the thing, and this is that's a great point, because guess what? People watch Mission Impossible movies and they completely forget how great of an actor Tom Cruise is and what he used to do. Color of Money, you know what I mean? Like, Jerry Maguire, what else? What else from back then? Rain Man, Interview with a Vampire, like all that's like, he didn't start by doing shit like this. So it's like, then when he becomes an action hero, nobody's like, God, Tom Cruise's acting is a little, no, it has nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? And then he surrounds himself with great actors. You know what I mean? And then feeds off it.
Yeah.
You know,
the dude can literally play anyone. He's a true actor. You know, like that. Right. That's he's there to entertain. When we look at the screen, we know it's Tom Cruise, but every time I watch that dude in a film, whether it's American Made or freaking Tropic Thunder, like I know it's him, but the bastard just is so good at conveying the character he's playing. It's like, it doesn't even matter if it's him.
Well, I'll segue into my hot take, because I kind of think this could alleviate some of this bullshit with the whether or not he's a good actor. So this guy was so obsessed with The Witcher and that universe that he made the role happen and he crushes that role. Most people think it's his best role. He's obsessed with Bond. You know, we talked about it in our last episode, having somebody in there who wants to be Bond, having somebody who needs to get fired before he doesn't come back and do another one. This guy will read every book, watch every film, any comic, any short story, any podcast. He'll probably watch our shit. I doubt it, but he could.
Hi, Henry. Hi, Henry. Hey, Henry. Can you sign me an autograph?
So good to see you. Hey, quick story about him. When he was filming Batman vs. Superman in Michigan, he was staying in, I think, Rochester, which is 20 minutes from here. And a friend of mine delivered pizza to his house that he was staying in. And when he opened the door, he was like, holy shit. And then he was like, you know, they spoke for a minute. And then he was like, hold on. He went in, grabbed a copy of like Superman or something and signed it for him and gave it to him.
That's fucking
like, he's badass. Also a fucking G, you know, but it's like, this is a guy, in my opinion, doesn't take any role for granted. Almost had this role and lost it. Had to sit here for 15 years and watch somebody else do it and do it very, very well. So if he gets cast, he's not going to come in and be like, oh, you know, I'm Bond now. I don't give a fuck. No, he's going to do as much research as possible. He's going to sink his teeth into this role and he won't stop doing it until he's asked to. That's my hot take on
it. I'm not going to lie. You've convinced me. Your argument was way better than mine.
Well, I mean, I got that argument. Half that argument is from conversations you and I have had.
Yeah.
You know how he is. This is a guy that, you know.
The dude's a professional. He's committed to his craft. He understands when you're an actor, this is part of the gig. You know, like, I mean, I would like to imagine that's how he's going to stay. But who knows? Like, becoming Bond and what comes with that, I mean, that's a lot. Right. You know, that's a lot of cameras on you at all time. I mean, the dude was Superman, but I just feel like it's still different.
I think it would have been different if he was Superman, like alongside Robert Pattinson or even Christian Bale. Like those movies, like whether you liked them or not, I haven't really seen them enough to get too into it. But that kind of shows you like they weren't very well received. They were wildly compared to not only Christian Bale, but Marvel movies at the time. Like yeah. That was really when Marvel was hitting its stride and they just couldn't compete. And you know, it was like you're making this huge budget like you're fucking Superman and yet you're not getting the attention you deserve by playing Superman, you know, and everybody shit on Ben Affleck and all this. That was just like a perfect storm of, you know, shitting. Yeah. So,
I mean, so like we did talk about Mission Impossible in the last episode, but I mean, he was in one of those and, you know, I thought he played a really good villain. He definitely brought a physicality to his character.
Mm-hmm.
Could have done without the porno stash. I would have liked to see him with a beard.
Oh, everybody loved the porno stash.
Like, I think there's a Graham Norton episode where he talks about it, how he just would get like looks or something if he walked past a school or something. Like, hella funny. But that's the thing, is like that he knows how to like chop it up, and like I just enjoy his personality from what I've seen, you know, whether that's him acting or that's who he is as a person. But it sounds like from what your friend had experienced, he's a genuine dude. And I really, really would love for history to correct itself and he gets this opportunity, you know, like it's exactly how Pierce got the role.
Mm-hmm.
Had it locked in, lost it to Timmy Two Dicks, and it just like, and then he ended up becoming this great Bond, you know, later on, you know.
Well, I mean, so. And Brosnan even says in that documentary, like, after that story, for anybody who hasn't heard it, Brosnan was cast as Bond, signed on as Bond, and then at the final minute, they decided to pick back up Remington Steele. And Broccoli said, Cubby said, we'll let you have him for 6 episodes. They said, absolutely not. We need him for full season, blah, blah, blah. And then they ended up only filming 6 episodes and then canceled it again. So he could have done both. But the studio, Remington Steele, said, nope, we need him for potentially a year, two, three, whatever. It just, what a change. But Brosnan has flat out said, I never, ever thought this would come back around. And it's the same with Henry Cavill. I mean, when you're sitting there for 15 years watching this shit, you know, you're probably thinking, like, by the time Craig is done, I might be 50. You know what I mean? And whether I look younger or not, like, and then what? So say maybe at best he gets cast. He's like, what do I get to do, 2 films? You know, or what if my first one isn't like a huge hit? Do I get to come back? You know, he's probably thinking at one point that ship has sailed. But as far as I'm concerned, it's the polar opposite. And, you know, and everybody knows that he's still young enough and he's still perfect to do it. But if he gets it, it's, you know, aside from just the personality he has and the love he has for the character, he'll probably also have not only the chip on his shoulder from missing it, but also kind of like, I almost didn't think this would happen. So now that it's happened, like, he's just got every reason in the world to make this his swan song.
How old is he now? He's 40.
I think he's still in late 30s.
Actually, 39. I know he's like getting close to that 40 mark.
39. Yeah.
39. So let's say like he films his first Bond film, he's like 41 ish, right?
Just turned 39 in May.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let's say 41, he gets his first Bond film off, you know, 41, 42. If he does the 3-year timeline, we could get 4, potentially 5 films.
Mm hmm.
By 55, which 55 to me isn't that bad, especially he takes good care of himself.
Yeah. I mean,
he works out. He's, you know, he's well oiled machine. So, right.
And he's got a look to him where, and no offense to DC because I love that guy, but him and Pierce, they do look older. Pierce looked like an older, you know, and forgive me when I say older, I'm not saying like an 80-year-old man. But he didn't look like any spring fucking chicken, and neither did Daniel Craig. He didn't in Casino Royale and maybe Quantum, but Skyfall with the haircut, he looked older. Spectre, he looked, you know, I mean, he like Daniel Craig doesn't look like a 40-year-old guy. You know what I mean? And Henry Cavill looks 35 to me. So when he's 50, he'll look 40.
I think I didn't really notice Daniel aging until No Time to Die. Like, right. I think in No Time to Die, I was like, okay, like you've aged a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in the first 4, like maybe a tiny bit in Spectre, but I couldn't really tell, to be honest with you. It was like that jump from Spectre to No Time to Die, and that was 5 years, man. That's fucking so long.
I know. You know,
like it's just, I couldn't even wrap my head around that. Like that's too long in between films. It just, you know, that's you're burning the midnight oil there.
Right.
So I think if Henry sticks to a pretty strict timeline, let's say 42, he does his first film comes out. So we stick to 3-year timeline. It'd be 45 for the second one, 48 for the third one, 51 for the fourth, and then 54 for his last film.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5 films right around the age Daniel ended at, you know, depending on how it goes, you know, obviously the film.
And he'll look younger, you know. He'll look like a younger 55 than Daniel Craig or Pierce, for sure.
So I like him. I think he will be a great transition. Again, it's going to come down to the writing, the type of direction to go with him if he's selected. But I can tell you this, after seeing that little preview of that commercial, the excitement started rolling around. Is he the one? And it's like, I didn't hear many people like after the fact, like bitching about it. I don't know if you saw anything, but
I didn't see anything.
I think everyone was just kind of like, oh shit. Like, everyone's just kind of like waiting, So,
yeah.
So I guess, how do you announce this dude as Bond? I'll tell you what you don't do.
Put him on a boat with a life jacket.
Yeah, I don't think you fucking do that. And if you do, I'm sure he'd take that shit off and throw it.
Yeah.
That's just wild. I mean, I know it was like the rule of the Navy, but it's still kind of like, this is silly.
No, I think you make it just massive. And I think you do it this year. Because as far as I'm concerned, for the 60th anniversary, they haven't done shit, anything, in my opinion.
Yeah, but
there's been some gatherings, there's been this and that. They haven't done anything huge.
I don't think it's going to be as huge as we're thinking it's going to be, dude. Like, I think there's going to be like a week or so of shit, and that'll be it. Like, just think about like a movie premiere. Like, nothing happens until the month before.
Right.
So well, September.
Just say, like, start releasing. You've announced, you've locked in the next Bond. The next Bond has been cast. We'll reveal it on, September 1st or something. And then on September 1st, throw like a big ass party somewhere, try to keep it under wraps as best as possible. And then bam, here he comes.
Yours truly are invited.
Yeah, exactly. You want to know something else I like about him? I like how he's got like a soft spoken, deep voice. He's got like a suave voice, like a very effortless voice.
Dude, he's got the panty dropper voice. It's perfect. Like, the dude's just going to kill it. Like, I don't know why anyone would not want him to play Bond.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I always liked him. I just thought there were some people that I would have preferred to see. But at this point, I don't know. The more we've been talking about it, the more research I've done, the more things I've seen him in. And I'm telling you, I don't know, just like my elevator pitch, I need somebody in there that wants to be there.
Yes.
Wants to be there more than any other role possible.
Just keep saying that stuff. It's making me feel good right now. Yeah. About the next Bond, dude.
Panty droppers.
Panty dropper voice. You like that?
Yeah. That's all I had. Do you have any final thoughts to, this quick little hot take episode?
I have some questions for you. Like, so do you really look at him still and see him as Superman?
No, I don't either.
That's the thing, is like, I think when I see first
him
like a started
lot of things before that, and I actually see him most from Mission Impossible. That's the most fresh, but no, the Superman thing was very understated in my opinion. It just got overshadowed by Ben Affleck drama, casting drama, critical response drama,
mustache drama.
Yeah. Or fucking Marvel, it just got completely overshadowed by a lot of shit. So no, not in the slightest.
Oh, I think you'd crush it, dude. Like the more I think about it, the more I'm like, God, this guy is just made for this character. And
mm-hmm.
just the commitment to the character alone, like, I can't think of anyone else that I would put even in that realm with him when it comes to those aspects.
No, I think as far as star power, the only other person, at least as of late, that's been kicked around is Tom Hardy. And oh my God, I would be so mad. That just makes no sense to me.
Tom Hardy, good actor. Tom Hardy, not suave. Hardy, not sexy.
Not Bond. Also, apparently, badass. A real pain in the ass to work with. So,
like, what's that movie, This Is War, with Chris Pine?
Yeah.
He was like the ugly guy. compared to Chris Pine. Right, I mean, it's like, dude, no offense to Tom Hardy. The dude's a badass, and I think he's an incredible actor. I just don't see him being Bond. Like, no. I just can't.
No. Not to mention, I think there's a lot that goes into being Bond. You know, like, they don't want you showing up to premiere with a beard. They don't want your hair to be long. They don't want you. You know what I mean? You got to dress a certain way. You got to act a certain way. Tom Hardy doesn't sound like somebody that would play that game.
I think he does what he wants to do and fuck everyone else.
Yeah, which I admire him for.
Which is cool. You know, that
doesn't fit the Bond mold.
Here's how you fix it, okay? You do a film. You get Tom Hardy, Henry Cavill together, and Idris Elba. You make them all double O agents. Henry Cavill's 007. And one's Bond's best friend. The other one turns on him and kills the other one. And then Bond goes after him.
Right.
Whoever's who, I don't care. That's what I would love to see, something like that. Just agent versus agent.
Versus agent.
Versus agent.
I think that's it. I think that's it. I think we leave it there.
We set our piece.
We set it nice and fast. You know, no need to dive into it because it's people are going hours in it.
This will be discussed as we go along, but it will be interesting to see if he does get the role, what brands they will attach to him.
Right.
As far as sartorial stuff goes. I'm really curious if Tom Ford's going to stick around.
I don't think so.
My gut is I don't think so.
I can see Brioni coming back, honestly.
I think Brioni.
Or something Savile Row.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Anderson Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Shepard and Anderson. Which one is it?
First one.
Anderson and Shepard. Yeah. I think that'd be a good look. But yeah, get back to Brioni. Get back to, you know, some of the original sartorial brands. I mean, who knows? Maybe MPEL starts making some suits. You never know.
I hear they may.
You never know.
You never know. Well, great job, Guy. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for listening.
As usual.
Per usual. I hope you guys. And message us. Let us know what you think about that. Let us know who your picks are. And maybe we'll do another part two to this, reading off your picks. I like doing that. I like getting the audience involved and kind of seeing what they think. But until then, thank you, guys. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Catch you on the next one.
See you on the flippity flip.
On the flippity flip. Che mi riporta un poco del passato. La luna ci teneva compagnia. Io ti sentivo mia, soltanto mia, soltanto mia. Vorrei tenerti qui vicino a me, adesso che fra noi non c'è più nulla. Vorrei sentire ancora le tue parole, quelle parole che non sento più. Il mondo intorno a noi non esisteva, per la felicità che tu mi che mi riporta un poco del passato, che mi riporta un poco del tuo amore,
importa un poco del tu amor. Que mi